This is Ozarks at Large. The past several days have included a legal volleyball match over the rights of same-sex couples to marry in Arkansas and have the same legal standing as different-sex marriages. Friday afternoon, the Arkansas Supreme Court issued a stay of Judge Piazza's ruling that struck down a ban on same-sex marriages. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics asked the three candidates for the GOP nomination for Attorney General in Arkansas to discuss their position on the matter. His discussion with Patricia Nelson, David Sterling, and Leslie Rutledge took place on the eve of the state primary election day.
I know where you all stand personally on the subject of same-sex marriage. You're all opposed to it, but I want to know where you guys stand professionally and how you would conduct yourself in the Attorney General's office in this respect. Patricia, I'm going to come to you first on this. If the Supreme Court upholds the Piazza decision on a same-sex marriage ruling, what would you do as Attorney General to continue on this track?
Well, Roby, as Attorney General, if this ruling is upheld, the Attorney General must enforce the laws. And so I am confident and very hopeful that this decision will not be upheld for a variety of reasons.
All right, David, what about you? How would you handle it?
Well, again, I think that the rule of law is what we're going to follow here in Arkansas, and if the Supreme Court upholds it, I will follow Arkansas law as well. But what's really important about this is that the ruling itself, that basically an amendment to the Arkansas Constitution that was, by very definition, grafted into the Constitution when it passed by a 75% majority in 2004 is somehow unconstitutional. What Judge Piazza said is that the Constitution is unconstitutional, and
predicated that on the U.S. Constitution and the 14th Amendment.
So. Well, he had two elements of that ruling. He ruled that it was unconstitutional under the U.S. Constitution and also under the Arkansas Constitution. Whether or not it's unconstitutional under the U.S. Constitution will ultimately make its way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
How would you handle it, Leslie?
Sir, if the state Supreme Court does uphold Judge Piazza's ruling, which I don't think that the Supreme Court will do, having I worked for the Arkansas Court of Appeals for a couple of years, then, you know, the Supreme Court, the Court of Appeals, they take a long time often to address these, and I'm certainly glad that the court put a stay on the marriages. But, you know, if they do, then as Attorney General, it will be my job to uphold the law. But I think that we should continue, you know, pushing to ensure that the intent of the voters with their desire to have marriage between a man and a woman is upheld.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but can't the Attorney General appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court if they're not satisfied with the state Supreme Court decision? Would any of you pursue this at the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, actually, to trigger that type of action, it's possible. But today we've got at least 8 states who have ruled on this issue. And what's going to eventually happen is issue is going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court because you've got all of this, these different rulings happening at the state level, and this could be the case that is taken up, but there has to be certiorari before you can actually take a case up to the Supreme Court. So it's not going to be up to the Arkansas Attorney General. It will be up to the U.S. Supreme Court whether or not there is the appropriate case opportunity to have this before them.
You take it to the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court?
Absolutely, but one thing that's really important to note is that Judge Piazza ruled on two elements of that case. He ruled that it was unconstitutional under the Arkansas Constitution and under the U.S. Constitution. To the extent that the appeal of his ruling regarding the Arkansas Constitution, the Arkansas Supreme Court is going to be the ultimate authority on that. So that'll just stop there, whatever they decide. If they decide that it is that the amendment is constitutional under Arkansas Constitution and keep the ban in place, then the element of his opinion that said that it's unconstitutional under the U.S. Constitution, there will be a direct line of appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, and absolutely, I'll pursue that.
Leslie,
certainly, and as you know, David mentioned, and Patricia, I think that we all agree on this, which is nice to find when you're vying for office against one another. That one of the three of us will be defending this Arkansas Constitution and statutes. And so, yes, I would be cheerfully to argue before the Supreme Court after, you know, the Supreme Court granted cert based on the 14th Amendment. I do think there's a legitimate state interest in, you know, upholding marriage between man and a woman, and that would be something that I would be arguing as Attorney General.
Let's shift to another topic that has come up as a result of this same-sex marriage ruling, and that is the state legislature, who is going to lean on the Attorney General for legal advice. There's been discussion about a potential impeachment of Judge Piazza on this, and I guess if the state Supreme Court does it too, I wouldn't be surprised to see that folded in there. Leslie, what advice would you give to the state legislature? Does Judge Piazza's ruling rise to the level of an impeachable offense? Is it a high crime and misdemeanor?
Well, there was certainly some language in the judge's order that I found very surprising. It almost seemed as if the judge, you know, was admitting that, you know, that judges can be super legislators, and that was not his intent. And so he was already acknowledging that that was a possibility. And I would caution the legislature not to overstep, but at the same time, you know, if they feel this is the judge overstepping, then they should, you know, look to impeachment, and I would work with them.
David?
I would say that we have a system of checks and balances in place in our Constitution, and to the extent that the legislature wants to check the judiciary, I think that that's appropriate, just like Judge Piazza checked the legislature in issuing that opinion. So I don't think that it's inappropriate for them to consider that. And again, the part that just kind of gets me is the trial judge's role in all this is not to his job is to follow the law, you know, to interpret the law as it's written. And in this case, he seemed to kind of impose his will despite the legislature's intent. I think that the appropriate role for him would have been to find it to be constitutional and leave it to the Supreme Court to figure out whether or not it was unconstitutional or not. And I just think that he kind of stepped out there on a limb, and I think that that's why we have a system of checks and balances that we do. And as Attorney General, I will work with the legislature if they ask me for my advice and everything on how to proceed under the existing Constitution, or if the Constitution needs to be amended in order to provide for that, I'll give them the counsel that they ask for.
Patricia, is this an impeachable offense in your eyes?
Well, I really do believe that the spirit of impeachment is correct because this decision overturned the will of the people, and we decided overwhelmingly, and as David said, 75% of us under Amendment 83 want marriage defined in Arkansas as between a man and a woman. But the Supreme Court has already ruled on a case, and it's really an issue of justiciability, not impeachment, because we have a ruling in Arkansas that says that a judge can hear controversies dealing with separate branches of government. And so this gives Judge Piazza the authority to state that an amendment in Arkansas is unconstitutional. So I don't think the impeachment process would go anywhere, but I certainly agree with the fact that the overruling an act passed by Arkansas citizens overwhelmingly is certainly something that I highly disagree with.
Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics talked to three candidates for the Republican Party nomination for Attorney General just before today's primary election. We heard from Leslie Rutledge, David Sterling, and Patricia Nation. Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability, from the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. Learn more at ArkansasStateChamber.com.